This year, the Mavericks pick 50th. We'll cover that one and all the rest in the NBA draft, Thursday, June 24th, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're back.
Hey, we're back.
Where the hell have you been?
I know where you went.
Did it all come down finally?
What are you talking about?
Buckled under the pressure and made it to the 13th floor bathroom?
No.
Weren't embarrassed if someone's going to see your shoes?
No. If I have business like that to take care of. It will not be taken care of on 13.
Because you don't want people to know you're doing that, right?
Right. I'm not like you.
No, you're not like me.
You know, you're a step away from the open door policy.
It's been discussed. I think things would be a lot easier if everyone adopted the dog psyche of bathroom habits. Anywhere,
just let
anytime.
Just lay the toilet paper on the ground and rub your butt
over it. I usually poo-poo.
Dogs don't use toilet paper. Why is that? Why are we stuck with having to use toilet paper?
Because they can lick their butts.
No, dummy.
God.
That's how they clean them.
That's not how they... You're an idiot for saying that.
I thought that's how they cleaned them. Because my dog eats hers.
God.
If given the opportunity.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Roast.
No, I'm talking about you.
All over the map with your...
You are.
Your doo-doo talk, Danny.
You brought it up.
Let's move on. I'm sorry. You know, you can't have a doo-doo conversation with the captain.
Well, that's his field of expertise.
Is it? Doesn't sound too into it. Too hip on doo-doo.
Oh, he's into it. He's very into it.
Captain Doo-doo.
He's hip on doo-doo. He's Captain Doo-doo.
He's not very learned.
All right. Sorry. So, Summer Bash. Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash was this past Saturday out at Joe Pool Lake. We had a wonderful day out there, a wonderful day in the sun with everybody. Certainly, thank you all for coming out there and making it the magnificently successful event that it was.
Did it make everybody feel fine?
I don't know. That song's been ruined for me now.
Let's do this first. Let's do the songs first and then get into maybe the Goon Squad incident after that.
Oh, gosh. Are you sure you want to get into that?
Do we not owe it to the human beings who listen to our station?
Yeah, but it's so...
Wrong? Gross?
Wrong,
stupid,
gross, stupid, scatological, everything.
Sophomoric?
Yes.
We'll be sensitive.
Sounds pretty much like our show, doesn't it? Scatological, sophomoric?
Gross.
True.
Gross.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right. What did we just talk about?
Right.
Danny's dog.
You guys brought it up. So you want to? What do you want to play first? We have three songs that we were going to play. We have Corby's Offering.
Okay.
We have Country Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We have Grego.
Grego doing his song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Country Danny first. Now, this was a rare appearance in the Time Wasters because Dan Paul usually ramrods the Time Wasters, but rare is the occasion that he takes a turn in the spotlight himself.
I've not sung a song at Time Wasters performance in several years, probably like three.
That's right. He is very content to play bass, sing whatever background might need to be done, and ramrod the thing, and that's it.
But I felt like we were lacking material this year, because I didn't know if Grego was going to sack up and do his song, and I knew Kevin was going to be missing, and Dan, and Bob wasn't doing anything, and Gribble wasn't doing anything.
Thank God.
So I had to do something. So what better character to take on than Country Danny?
All right.
Now, what song is this?
Well, this is a Merle Haggard song that Dan Paul covered. Very popular Merle Haggard song and a very for the right Merle Haggard song, The Fighting Side of Me.
Complete with pedal steel guitar.
Yeah, the pedal steel sounds good.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Country.
Harping on the wars they fight, rapping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind it switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life, I'm fighting many folks.
God, that is country,
if
Danny.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning.
Who's singing back up?
Pablo and Gordo.
Down my country, man, you're walking on the bad side of me.
That's
what
enough.
The hell?
That's what he does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, their bass player is playing it upright, and he's got the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh.
So I tried to mimic that.
Did you say fart inside of me in there?
No, I didn't say that.
Come on.
Captain Doo-Doo. You're just hearing things.
Sounded like you did.
Well, maybe Captain Doo-Doo will have to sing that instead of Country Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're running down the back of my leg.
Okay, all right. Shut up.
All right. All right, should we go to the Cobra now or Grego?
I think we should. Let's listen to the snake song.
All right. Now, the Cobra says that I've ruined Lenny Kravitz for him. Right?
There is no question.
All I did was point out to him that, hey, Lenny Kravitz really doesn't have that much if you listen to it. And he did, and now he agrees. Well, he has returned the favor for me. He has ruined Seals and Crofts for me.
Is that a bad thing? They had a little something.
What? What did they have?
I never minded them.
Enlighten me.
There was something there. I mean,
the song he did, I didn't mind it too much. And Hummingbirds, very nice song.
Their greatest hits album is a lot like America's to me. There's four or five really good songs on there.
There are.
They just seem like a real frow group. Am I off on that?
Nice 70s mellow rock outfit.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Nice light rock.
But it was cool back then. It was very Cat Stevens-y, you know? I mean, just kind of folky, kind of rocky. It's good stuff.
And I used to like them, but I am never going to be able to hear any song that they've ever done again without thinking of this. And the reason I know that is because earlier today I was flipping by Sunny 97.1, which happened to be Rolling One. And I couldn't get this out of my mind.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm so sorry about this. By the way, I won't even say it. Say it. Say it. No, say it. You'll figure out what the song's about. You'll figure it out.
Here we go.
Birds flapping in the wind in the evening on a Friday night. Good now, but the boy knows something ain't right. Summer's Eve, disposable douche. Nobody likes the smell of stinky.
Get it?
Summer's Eve, it'll make you smell nice. Your boyfriend might even want to take a bite.
Oh, just wait.
This is where I had to fight back the laughter here.
The boyfriend didn't know what to tell her. He didn't want to sound too crass. But what the hell do you say to your girlfriend when a private smell like her ass? Summer's Eve,
can't play that word.
Your boyfriend might even want to take a bite.
Maybe of an apple.
Sometimes she smells like a big nasty beast. Like a concoction of barley and yeast.
Oh, gosh. All right. I think we just repeated verses. Get rid of this.
So abrasive.
Hey, people were laughing.
It's amazing how effective that back masking is. You couldn't tell a thing there.
Like a concoction of barley and yeast.
Yeast? I love seeing people out in that crowd when that star song cranked up. Because there was a bunch of people there that...
Summer Bash.
They just
were ready to sing along with it.
Yeah. It was great.
Way to go.
Boy, they got jarred, didn't they?
All I could do is laugh and look at the people's faces. And half of them were laughing, the other half were standing there with their mouths open.
Snake.
Well, as long as nothing was flapping in the breeze, I guess we're okay.
True.
Well, and then we have the big hit of the evening. Motorcycle Grego.
The song or the guy?
No, the guy who, with much trepidation, did perform.
You want to take a break and listen to that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We'll listen to Motorcycle Grego. Probably, are we going to listen to that song? You want to listen to the song?
No, well, not Motorcycle Grego itself. We just want to listen to Grego singing
his song.
Well,
yeah, I know
that,
but...
There's a piece of Motorcycle Grego we need to play because it's hilarious.
All right. All that next here on The Ticket.
Norm is buck naked, but that won't stop him from talking baseball. Friday at 10:50 with Rangers manager Buck Showalter. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sturman Drong will be at More Than Floors.
More Like Floors.
This Friday from noon until 3. That's in Louisville, Justin Road at I-35. Register to win ticket t-shirts. Check out a couple of very foxy ticket chicks. And Erica Bagu of the Cowboys will sign autographs.
Sounds like you said Erica Badu.
It always sounds like that.
It's a bad radio and fruit
Eric
hat.
Erica Bagu. Mm-hmm. What?
Bad radio and fruit hat.
Right.
And way more than floors.
Yes. More Than Floors. Justin Road and I-35 in Louisville this Friday from noon until 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back into our discussion of Summer Bash. Before we hear from Grego and his big performance, which rocked the house, we've got something else here. Now, everybody, if you've ever heard the Time Wasters, whenever Grego comes out to do whatever he's going to do, MC or sing or whatever, he comes out to the sounds of Motorcycle Grego.
You've heard it a million times.
Danny is going to sing a song with the Time Wasters. This is it.
When you're in a town, you're gonna give it all you can. He's Motorcycle Grego. Every single weekend. Always got a plan.
All right, so what are we about to hear here?
Corby?
Rob isolated Danny. He took everything out except for Danny's mic. And Danny, I know he wasn't drunk.
No, not at all. I had nothing to drink that day at all except water.
But he decided that...
Yeah, but he got up at 4 in the afternoon and barely made it there on time to play.
True.
Did not.
He did make it there.
This is in the second verse.
Yeah, and so Danny thought he would just take it to the next level as far as ridiculousness goes. And this is just mumbling, Danny.
Hit it.
When you're in a town, he's gonna give it all he has. He pulled our back
Wait.
Motorcycle Grego.
Was that you in the end?
Yeah.
That was just complete nonsense.
Well, Gordon's always laughing at me because he thinks that I sound like that when I'm singing it anyway. So when he makes fun of me, it's like... Wah, 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 wah. So I just decided to sing it like that.
Play that one more time.
Okay.
When you're in a town, he's gonna give it all he has. He's gonna take it home.
It actually sounds like somebody is trying to force a bandana into your mouth while you're on stage.
Ball gagging you.
We made on a bandana. When you're in a town,
oh, God.
He's gonna give it all he has. He's gonna take it home.
Meredith and McGregor.
Listen. Right here.
God. And then just the, on a dime.
Towards the last, he goes into the Jetsons' dog.
Astro.
All right.
Now, that was almost as good as you singing drunk.
I know.
Do we have that?
No.
No.
He erased it.
What happened to that?
Danny, that's sorry.
I did not. I wouldn't do that.
Remember, we tried to find that for like a week, and we couldn't find it because Danny was embarrassed.
So that's gone now?
No, yes.
I didn't do it. Why would I do that?
It is nowhere.
Well, someone stole it.
No, you erased
Expo.
It.
Huh, who would have motive to steal that?
Expo.
It was Danny doing Sweet Hard Line, where all he could say is,
Now that night, yeah.
Wow.
He could barely stand.
That was pretty torch that night.
That was a wonderful, wonderful night.
All right, so the other night, after Motorcycle Grego was dispensed with and mumbled through, Grego comes out on the stage.
No one knew if he was going to do this seriously until that moment. Like, I didn't think he was going to do it.
I did.
He kept waffling back and forth.
Boy, he was, too. I mean, before this was over, he comes up to me and goes, hey, listen, man, you got to come out there with me. I can't do this if you don't. I mean, he was petrified.
Did you sing one word?
All right!
Did you even have to sing a word?
No, I didn't.
I didn't even hear you.
No, I didn't. He was fine on his own. But he was absolutely petrified.
He was great. He didn't screw up at all.
No.
I wish I could say the same for the rest of us. Good Lord.
All I did, I stood beside him. Like I said, I was Jimmy Reed's wife. Yeah, I just told him where to start. And I was going to bail him out on the words if he got into trouble, but he had them printed out.
Jimmy.
And he was holding them the whole time, reading them.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I was standing in the back. I couldn't see that.
No, yeah, he was reading the words, but hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
Everybody else does it. And I was going to, you know, bail him out if he got lost or, you know, I was just there for damage control. I mean, my agenda was not to sing on it at all. And as things turned out, I didn't have to.
Now, the thing that's pretty interesting about this is after the first chorus, you will hear the most amazing, incredible band meltdown I think that's ever been recorded in a live situation.
Whose fault was it?
You have the drummer, the guitar player, and the bass player all doing three different things. We all screwed up at once. The drummer got off a beat, the guitar player was playing to the song and not to Grego, and the bass player, I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was just trying to make sense out of all of it, and it takes a good 15 seconds before it resolves, but it is incredible. It's not Grego's fault.
Was he singing while this was going on?
Oh, Grego's fighting through it like a pro. Just like, you know what? I'm going to just keep singing, and these guys will figure it out, hopefully.
And you did.
Oh, it's so funny.
All right.
I thought Petty Theft was only capable of that.
Amos Moses.
By Jerry Reed.
Now everybody blames old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him alligator bait.
There, but that was it.
He's right back on time. All right.
Well, that's good.
That was a great job by Greg.
Great job.
What the hell is he so worried about?
If it wasn't for us, that would have been perfect.
That would have been great.
And, of course, another highlight of the night was the Bikini Girl contest.
Was it?
I would say so.
There's a couple nice pieces up there.
Yeah, there were, but it was such a...
Well, I mean, you were just... the MC. What about it? You tell me.
They were just ringers, though, you know? It wasn't like, hey, let's get some girls up here and have a bikini contest. It was, they were like pros, pro nookie girls.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I wanted some... I don't know. I wanted something
did
a little...
You, did you want about 10 of Joe Poole's finest?
Yes. You're oh, yeah, damn right. Okay. Yes.
That would have gone over well with
the
crowd.
They were just all so plastic and...
And they hated you and Gordo, Corby. They were talking... They were dropping F-bombs about you backstage.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. Every time they'd ask him some shocking question, they'd all look at each other and go, I can't even believe he said that.
It wasn't me near as much as him.
Here's a clip from one of the questions. Go ahead.
Let her turn around and look at the separation of that ace.
Look at the what?
Wheel around there, you.
Oh, yeah, we did vote you having the nicest, you know, backside. Turn around and let everyone see your food processor.
Yes.
Oh.
The food processor.
Yeah, that one went over well backstage, too.
I've never heard that before.
Food processor.
Huh.
Well, I'm sorry you were so disappointed by it.
I wasn't. I thought it was going to be
The way you were going on and beforehand, like, about, you know, how excited you were about it and how much you wanted to do it.
Well,
I didn't think it'd be a big letdown.
I was really fired up to do it. I mean, that was a real high moment in my life. But I thought that we could get, like Cindy. Cindy wanted to be in that thing.
Oh, she did?
Yes. Big Drunk Cindy of Bob and Cindy fame. Two good listeners.
Now, see, Corby wasn't taking it seriously because, like, one of the girls, she couldn't spell Jaeger, so he asked her if she was going to school, and she's like, yeah, I'm studying biology. I'm getting my degree in biology, and he says, like, that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I mean,
just making fun of those poor girls.
They are bikini girls.
Then why are you asking them questions like spelling?
You know what? Because that's what that was written out on their cards, mm-hmm. like favorite flower, favorite parfum, favorite chocolate. I mean, it was stupid.
Well, yeah. Then next year.
Although the one who won, Corey.
She was hot.
She was real hot.
Well, hold on, man.
Corey.
You can't have it both ways. The problem you run into, if you start wandering around the lake and just grabbing girls, and you get the possible beast, smells like a combination.
Swamp thing.
barley and yeast.
Grooming issues. Did you want that running around on stage?
Well, there are a whole slew of pictures of them on the webpage, and included in there is probably the penultimate picture of a disgruntled bikini girl that you will ever see.
Really?
Yes.
One that lost, I guess,
and she is standing there with this, the perfect disgruntlement look on her face. If you want to see what a disgruntled bikini girl looks like, check out her. What color is her bikini?
Pink, and I believe she's a blonde. Shoulder-length blonde hair.
At least there were two out of the 7, 8, 9 girls that were there that had real boobs.
Yes, there were.
That's the one.
Is that it?
Did you see
it, Corby?
No.
Corby.
Oh, God.
That is the quintessential disgruntled bikini girl there.
Is that picture
numbered or anything? Or?
It's like the second or third one on the...
It says 177, Summer Bash 177. I don't know if that means anything. Hold on, I'll look at the next one. Yeah, it's 178, so 177.
All right, look for picture number 177 if you want to see the quintessential disgruntled bikini girl.
What happened with the Goon Squad?
All right.
Oh.
The Goon Squad... I had, about a year ago, I went and spoke to the junior class, or maybe they were senior, I don't even know, they were seniors maybe, at Trinity Valley High School in Fort Worth. And the guys, it's a private school, very high dollar school, very well respected school over in Fort Worth. And the guys, I guess, there's some little offshoot club that these guys, not sanctioned by the school, called the Goon Squad. All these buddies got together and just named themselves that. So they used to send in faxes sometimes, and emails, and we'd read them during fax fodder. And they would tell us, and they all went to college, too. They went to UTA and University of Houston, and a couple guys went to TCU, I think, and they'd, you know, relay stories from dorm life or whatever, and there was always these really crazy, drunken stories. Well, I hadn't seen them in a long time. Well, they all showed up at Summer Bash. And myself, Gordon, Davey Lane and Michael were all sitting there in this one little tiki booth area.
Michael?
When they all decide to walk up and say hello.
We were supposed to be in the autograph area, except it was so poorly marked that nobody knew.
And we didn't have any pens to sign. So here come the Goon Squad. And they're all wearing bathing suits and no shirt. And so they walk up and we're having a conversation with them, I believe, before things start going...
haywire.
Totally haywire. So we're talking to him, and this one kid who's standing kind of in the front of the group, we look at his shorts, and they're dry except for a little bitty spot right there. It looked like he tinkled on himself. And we were like, dude, what happened? You peed on yourself. And then they all start laughing. The whole group starts laughing. And they're not wearing any shirt or any shoes either. And they're all standing in this little semicircle. Well, the one kid who has a little pee on him just starts letting fly. He's like, look, I can't stop it. Look. And it's coming down his leg.
So he just wet his pants?
Oh, violently.
right in front of you guys?
In front of us. Like we could see it. And so...
it was awful.
Whizzing all over the place.
Then it was,
yes,
it,
he was.
And then he goes, I just won $6.
That was the bet?
$6. Well, then it was like a chain reaction.
Uh-oh.
They all start doing it.
Oh.
And they're standing in their own waste. As a group. Just peeing. We had to leave. I cannot believe you guys are doing this. Oh, y'all are our heroes, man. We love you.
Watch me pee.
The hard line.
What show did you wet yourself?
Huh?
How are you their hero?
I don't know.
It's not like you go around peeing on yourself.
I don't know. And there they stood.
In their pee.
So then, to make matters worse, there were two pools set up on right in front of the stage, little kiddie pools that the ticket chicks were sitting in. Well, they decide that they, instead of go jumping in the lake to kind of cleanse themselves, they would all jump in the kiddie pool. So all eight of them dive in there, waller around in there, clean themselves off, get up, and then they were like, all right, we'll see y'all later. And they left Summer Bash, and that was it. They were there for like 20 minutes.
Oh, they're real clean.
Did the pee trick.
You're cleaning yourself off with your own pee water.
And your buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
And that was the end of the Goon Squad.
Yeah, that was their big day at Summer Bash.
Those are college people.
Those are nuts is what they are.
I mean, it was unreal.
Well, outside of that, it was a very, very fun day out there in Joe Pool Lake.
Oh, by the way, nice job, Hardline Volleyball Team. We did okay.
Yeah, we did. We beat a few games.
We beat everybody at the ticket, so we advanced into the regular tournament. Then we won our first round game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got just pulverized by a bunch of pros. But still, I was proud of us. We did well.
Yeah, we fought through it.
Yeah.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on the ticket.